Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week, Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning, and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook, and Twitter at US of Ed. President Trump has claimed the United States will totally destroy North Korea unless Kim Jong-un backs down. Day by day, the American and North Korean leaders, they seem to get harder to tell apart. What effects is this going to have on attempts to resolve the situation peacefully?
Well, obviously, Kim Jong is pushing this as far as he can. You know, we learn from other dictators, like in Iraq, they don't seem to know how to contain themselves. And here we have the Chinese who may be a help, but Donald Trump is not a help. He's just raising the stakes and it's getting very ugly. I suspect that at some point this will have to come to a head. I hate to say it. I don't know how, but I can't see a peaceful solution coming.
This seems like classic Trump. One week we're talking about him appearing a bit more presidential, and then he's back to bombast and feeding the base.
Where he's back to is where he is. He is bombasted. He is feeding the base, sometimes on purpose and sometimes accidentally, but there's no doubt in my mind that this is where he is. Now, when you hear him saying things that sound intelligent, straightforward, and so on, that's largely because he has a staff now that's feeding this kind of information, and he has his head of staff who's telling him, Kelly, look, mate, if you want to stay in the job, you've got to do this, and he's listening.
Now, the threats against North Korea came as part of Trump's first speech to the United Nations. Any other takeaways?
Well, I think he started out with a very nice thought to Africa and the opportunities in Africa, and to develop stronger ties to Africa. Since he's burned his ties around the world, Africa seems like a place where he can be able to do something that's in the interest of his base, in a sense, in that they have economic opportunities there. But also, Africa is very rich in minerals and other resources, and he knows the United States just can't knock down every trading partner. U.S. needs more trading partners, and so Africa might be the next U.S. big trading partner.
Staying global for a minute, Mexico has been hit with a pretty serious earthquake that killed, it's killed at least 230 people. Following Hurricane Irma, the Caribbean's been pounded by more storms. How are these disasters affecting business as usual in the States?
Well, business is not as usual. The U.S. has not even started recovering from the disasters it's hit. And Puerto Rico is part of the United States. People forget that Puerto Rico is just like the ACT used to be, a territory, and it is a very strong territory. There are a lot of Puerto Rican interests in the United States. I would suspect maybe in a year or so, Puerto Rico will make a move to become a state along with Washington, D.C. This is something Trump would love to do, because it get him a Hispanic base in a largely Republican place, and Washington, D.C. would be counted as a Democratic place. I think the cards are there for Puerto Rico to become a state post-disaster. Unfortunately, it is post a very big disaster. On the other side, and not really the other side, but what's going on now is the United States has a crippled large nation. Mexico was receiving its own citizens back. 700,000 Mexicans had left the United States. Those Mexicans, maybe they'll be employed in Mexico in the recovery, but if they're not, they're going to flood back to the United States. So this is a tricky issue for the United States. Furthermore, Mexico aided the United States in its recovery from the last disaster, from the storms. So how can Trump, he's made an enemy of Mexico, how can he make a friend of Mexico?
Look, we haven't talked Russia in a couple of weeks, but more developments around Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Mueller has been pushing this guy pretty hard, and most recent reports claim Manafort was offering insider information to a Russian billionaire with close ties to the Kremlin. What's the latest?
Apparently, there have been wiretaps on Manafort since 2014. So this guy has been under scrutiny of the United States FBI for a very long time, and they have uncovered a lot of deep dirt. Now, this dirt is on Manafort so far. There's no doubt he'll do some prison time because he has been colluding to gain money and sell influence to others. Did he do it for the Republican campaign? Gosh, it's hard to say, but he certainly did it for himself, and he was part of the campaign. Moreover, Trump has maintained contact with Manafort even after he left the campaign to as late as 2 weeks ago. So if Trump did anything to give Manafort any instructions, and he now denies it, that's putting him in the crosshairs of obstruction of justice and possible impeachment.
Well, how far is Mueller from Trump himself? Some are claiming Mueller is smelling blood in the water right now.
He is. The question is, this is becoming very political now. The Democrats really want to keep him right where he is. They like having him as president because they don't have any program without him as president. The Republicans don't really like him, but they don't have anything else. So impeaching him might be easy. Removing him from office might be very, very difficult because not very many people want the U.S. to look unstable or destabilized with North Korea and the other things going on. This is one we can talk about a little bit later. I think it requires a separate conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it does, because absolutely an extraordinary kind of development right there. But finally, I did want to touch on healthcare, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Now, that was one of Trump's key campaign promises, but it's been a running disaster for the Republicans, and the party's now urging members to pass a bill they're claiming is their last hope of getting it done. Former President Obama, Democrats, they've derided the bill. What do we know about what this healthcare bill will mean for Americans?
Well, it'll mean what the last one meant. It'll mean 23 to 30 million Americans won't have healthcare. That's what it'll mean. There's a big push on to get a bill passed, no matter what it is. I hope it doesn't happen. Trump is playing around with the Democrats now. If this fails, Trump will go to the Democrats and try to get a bill. The question is, will the Republicans feel at this juncture, if they don't pass even this very bad bill, they won't look very good in the midterm elections? I hope we need 4 or 5 Republicans to stand their ground, a couple because they just don't want any health care, and a couple because they don't want this. They only need 51 votes, and they're very close.
Look, on that, Trump has said repeatedly, if Obamacare isn't repealed, then he and the Republicans will let it fall apart on its own, essentially, denying it any kind of support. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has said most recently regarding the repeal bill, if you think you don't like this bill, just watch what you've got coming. Obamacare is collapsing, and there's not a lot of appetite to prop it up, so chaos is going to reign. It seems incredibly callous, and can they pull a move like that off without backlash in 2018?
No, they can't. That's just puffery right now. Passing this bill would be worse than letting Obamacare fall apart. If Obamacare falls apart, what he's not saying is many of the states, particularly the big states, can simply fill in those holes and get other money from the federal government as supplementary funding under the old Obamacare. Furthermore, the Congress is covered by Obamacare. They are not going to drop their own health insurance. That is just puffery and the hope to get something passed. Don't listen to that kind of stuff.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.